Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring trial consultant and body language expert Susan Constantine.
October 24th is the date. That is the date that's been set now for the trial of Richard Allen, the man accused of murdering those two girls in Delphi, Indiana. A man that really doesn't have any sort of criminal history, a fairly weak case by any stretch of the imagination against him, but now in roughly 350 some days more of solitary confinement for a man that is innocent until proven guilty, being held in solitary confinement there in Indiana. Let's bring a picture of him up for just a second before we bring our guest in, Susan Constantine. This is Richard Allen. This is the man in purple who is there before being arrested. Then once he was booked in the orange, and that is him on the far right today. Looks almost completely like a different human being. Joining me to discuss all of this, Susan Constantine. Susan, this it looks like a man who's been extremely broken down in prison over the last however many days that he has been in there, and someone who I think has been brought through the ringer, especially with the issues with the attorneys and such. What kind of mental cruelty is this man experiencing as now he's going to be waiting another year before actually seeing the courtroom?
Yeah, you got to think about if he is innocent, what has to be going through his mind about, you know, why he is accused of this most heinous crime. If he's innocent, you know, before proven guilty, I mean, you've got to be thinking, what the heck did I do in my life to deserve this? Because it didn't happen. But when you look at his body, his overall appearance, obviously anybody can tell, even doesn't have, you don't have to do what I do for a living, but he is completely depleted. You can see those, he's lost a lot of weight, which has lost a lot of fat in his face. You can see that deep furrowing of his eyebrows, deep sadness, those long lines that are on the sides, the corner of his nose, his mouth turned down compared to the first one. The first one looked like it's someone that had more optimism in life. Face, of course, was fuller. When face is fuller, you look healthier. And he has no color in his skin right now. You know, he looks unhealthy. He truly looks like he's right on the edge of not being here any longer. I mean, he looks he looks like he's almost a cancer victim.
Very much so. And that's the thing. If he's innocent until proven guilty on any case, this one, I think a lot of us feel even more for this accused than others, because there isn't a lot here. This is a man who raised his hand and said, yeah, I was over there when the authorities were asking who was out on that hiking trail on that day. Let's talk about that for a moment. The fact that he did do that, when we're talking about behavior analysis of an individual, how often is it where someone that is guilty of a crime like this raises their hand and says, yes, hey, look closer at me if they, in fact, did do something like this?
Well, a lot of times they do point to themselves because they're going to say, yes, I was there, because it's that part that says that if I tell partially the truth, then it eases my mind. It's called cognitive load.
Okay.
That if I tell the truth, part of the truth and not the whole truth, then I can actually do this more seamlessly. So everyone, even though it's incriminating, the worst criminal of the criminals still want to tell you everything and they want to tell you the truth. They just don't always tell you the whole truth. So the fact that he was there, you know, we're looking at circumstantial evidence, right? This is what we call indirect evidence, right? He was there. The photo was there. I don't even know how they even got that shot. Maybe you can kind of shed some light on that. Like, what are the chances of having a photograph of him on the railroad as he's walking, and then those girls walking on that railroad, and then those two children are gone? So I think that for the jurors that are looking at this are going to be going, you know, it just doesn't seem right. I mean, why the chances of this remote area on this remote stretch that he was there, they were there, and those two are dead. So, it just depends on those jurors. Are those the ones that says, okay, great, I see it. The picture's there. Could be a coincidence. I need more proof. And their CSI, a lot of these true crime solvers, which now you know there's that whole genre has opened up so huge, that they're going to be looking for more, those very analytical type. If I were on the defense side, I'd want people that kind of looked at prove it. And if they can't prove it, then they've got to acquit. It's kind of like the O.J. Simpson thing.
Are we talking about the picture of the man that's walking with the jacket? I mean, is that the one you're referring to?
Yes.
Because that's been up for debate of if that even is Richard Allen or not. You do this for a living. What's your take on that? Do you believe that, in fact, is Richard Allen in that picture?
Well, you can't see his face, but what I have done, and I'm so glad you asked that, because just based on a person's walk, their stride, their gait, the way their feet, their movement, people either pigeon-toe to one side, they could be more duck foot. We know what the length is of each movement. All humans have it. It's kind of like a body language DNA footprint.
Okay.
And so when I look at that photograph and I don't see any other collaborating video to compare it, then it's just a photo with a man that's on that railroad track. But I have used that type of footage that led to a serial killer in Tampa that they found based on what I saw in all of these characteristics. It's a Tampa shooter. And so it's really important, because when you start naming out, like, who walks like that? What's his gait like? What's his movements? Does he always walk with his head down? What is the body? There's barrels, his barrel chestedness and in the stomach. And, people, it's like you or I would know. If we were walking in a store, you would see your wife, your husband, or wife, or your kids, or friends. You would know them just by their body language, the way they walk. You could see the back of their head, or you could see characteristics of them and say, oh, that must be so-and-so. Same thing with him. I don't really have anything else to compare it to, but if that were me and I were working on that case, those are the types of videos I'd want to analyze with him in a normal situation with family videos and other videos he's posted, and see if I can see that there is any similar characteristics in his gait, walk, and pose, the way he's moving.
How does that play with a jury when things like that are brought into a courtroom?
Well, it's interesting. Unless a police officer or a detective brought it up, then someone like myself could come in and rebuttal, okay? But generally speaking, there isn't in any sort of case law where a body language expert has been allowed in. And unfortunately, because then you leave it up to people saying, well, their behavior was suspicious, or he didn't seem to be crying when he should be crying, or didn't laugh when he was supposed to laugh. And people will make these overarching comments, but they'll allow it in. So mm-hmm. I went through four Dulbert hearings. You know what that is? Like a Fry hearing. Mm-hmm. That's what they used to call it. Many times over and drilled right and left. And I had the last judge I was with says, hey, listen, this is great. I went to one of your classes. I was in your class. It was in Georgia. It was a really interesting class. He says, I was digging all night last night, he said, to try to find some case law where body language was entered into evidence that I could have used that at, to cite in order to allow you to come in and testify as an expert. Mm-hmm. But right now, unless a police officer, and this was in the Dahlia DiPolito case, unless the police officer is going to testify that states the strange body language and demeanor of Dahlia DiPolito, then if he doesn't testify, then we won't allow her in. But if he testifies, then I'll allow Ms. Constantine to be a rebuttal witness. So that's how you can do it.
Mm-hmm. And that I would imagine, if explained to a jury, it could be very powerful. Is it enough to, let's say it doesn't match up or it does match up? How would that play? Is that a nail in the coffin if in fact it does match up, or is it exonerating if it does not?
I think that it does matter. I think that those jurors are actually doing that without even talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to say, yeah, he looks just like him. Look at the way he walks. Look at the way his face is. Look at the way his shoulders slump over. The thing is now, since he's in prison mm-hmm. or in jail waiting for his during the trial,
yeah.
that he completely looks different. So that whole, his whole persona, his mm-hmm. his whole body language structure is half of what it was before. So yeah. it's hard to compare, right? But I think it would be very powerful. I think that the jurors will be looking at that. It's something that they will be assessing, even though that they have to go by the facts of the case. But you never, ever underestimate a juror, because a lot of them are going to look at that and go, he's guilty for this reason, and they don't take into consideration anything else other than what they think and feel.
And all you need is one to hang this thing. That being said, with all of the other nuances on this case, we've, of course, been examining Odinism for the last several weeks since yeah. that's been brought to the attention of everyone from the defense. But now that defense out, they're still trying to argue that they do want to represent him, but seemingly at this moment still being forced out. Where do you think it goes from here? Is this a case where once it does get in front of a jury, I don't know how quickly or easily they will be able to come to some sort of unanimous decision, because there is so much, I guess, you know, scattered noise, if yeah. you will, in this.
Right. So that is a tough question. You know, I've been on court TV a lot on this one,
mm-hmm.
talking about just that, because of course now, you know, we've got the judge who has kind of forced the other two attorneys out. The mm-hmm. one attorney wants to stay on, and there's all that scuttlebutt that's going on.
Yeah.
Now the attorneys are out. Now there's all kinds of problems are going with it. On it. I don't think that the jury is going to be privy to all of that information. All they know is that the two attorneys have decided to withdraw from the case. I think, in a sense, I feel that those jurors are going to be thinking, well, there's definitely something very wrong with this case. They don't, and some might think good and some might think bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you do that, it already sends a message. There's something wrong with this case. Or maybe the defense are doing something unscrupulous to where they are off the case or they were dismissed. So I think that prejudice the defense. I think that's my own personal feeling. And if they're going to start all over again, in my opinion, get rid of all of them, get rid of the judge, get rid of the other two, and let's still start fresh over, because otherwise then it looks like the judge saw something in the defense that they did really wrong. Yes, we got that stuff that leaked out. I don't think those attorneys knew anything about it. That had to do with somebody else within their office. But unfortunately, like every corporation, you're going to be held accountable for the people that work for you. Watch Suits. I love it. It reminds me of many episodes of Suits, mm-hmm. you know, with all the stuff that gets leaked out. And really, bottom line is, it goes right to the core of
yeah.
who's in the top leadership position.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.